This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Young people from around the world are descending on Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to celebrate World Youth Day with Pope Francis next week. The July 23rd to 28th festivities will include Masses with Pope Francis, a Via Crucis, and a youth prayer vigil. The official World Youth Day Rio website, that's www.rio2013.com, reports that to meet the influx of tens of thousands of young people, four Brazilian airports have added an average increase of 58% in the number of employees in order to meet the additional demand. About 700,000 people are expected to flood into Brazil over a 10-day period. One of those who will be flying into Brazil for World Youth Day celebrations is Sarah Beattie from Crosby, Liverpool. She's a veteran of World Youth Day events, having participated in Sydney, Australia, and Madrid, Spain's festivities. She says she's raised money for her trip through parish fundraising, car washes, bake sales, and bike pilgrimages. She spoke to me about her hopes and expectations for World Youth Day Rio.
I went to a World Youth Day in Australia and in Madrid as well, so this will be my third experience of a World Youth Day, but I'm sure it'll be much different from what I've experienced before.
Why do you think it'll be different?
Well, it's different, completely different culture. It's different language as well, as Australia was quite easy with it being the English language and be able to speak to host families quite easily. And once you got to Spain, it was then trying to work out like what your family was saying to you and resorted to sort of hand signals of would you like to eat, would you like to sleep, do you want to go for a swim? So that sort of thing is going to be quite interesting, I think. But then everything else is going to be much different to what we've had before with the Stations of the Cross. They'll again be different from what they were in Australia and in Madrid as well. That'll be interesting to see. And of course, this time we've got a 13-kilometre walk to actually get to the vigil site as well, so that'll be tiring, but it'll be fun.
What kind of preparations have you been making there?
We've had a couple of meetings with the group as a whole. There's 30 of us going from our diocese. So we've had a couple of meetings to sort of get us to know each other and to get ourselves prepared and to sort of discover a little bit about the culture. And one of our pilgrims has been to Brazil before and been to Rio, so he's been sharing bits and trying to teach us a little bit of Portuguese, which has not really gone down all that well with myself, as I'm not a linguist. And sort of trying to get to know the people that we'll be travelling with and spending the time with. And we've also had different types of fundraising events. We had a bike-a-thon where we cycled the distance from our place in St. Helens all the way to the Vatican, obviously just on static bikes, but trying to fundraise in that way, and different car washes and bake sales and things that have been going on around the diocese. But it's been good. It's been long preparation, but it's finally coming around.
And have you been working with your parish as well in prayer sessions or, I don't know, that kind of preparation as well?
We've been going to like our home parishes. The parish that I belong to is St. Bennet's in Netherton, and my parish there are very supportive of me. So I've made them all like little bookmarks with the World Youth Day prayer and the logos on and stuff so that they can be praying over the next couple of weeks for us while we're out there. And my parish priest has sort of mentioned it at a couple of masses that I'm going. So everyone's sort of been saying to me, oh, you know, good luck and hope you have a good time out there and stuff. So it's nice to have like the parish support. And when we've had like the fundraising things, they're the ones that we sort of turned to and said, oh, we're doing this, and they're the ones that have massively supported everything that we've done. So it's great that our parishes actually support our young pilgrims and help us to get out there.
How many people are going to be going all together from your area?
From our group, there's 30 of us all together, so from all over the Archdiocese of Liverpool. So it's not just St. Helens or one concentrated area, it's the whole of the Archdiocese being represented, which is great.
And where are you going to be staying when you get there?
For the first week, we're staying with families, host families, in a town called Rio Bonito, which is just across the bay from Rio de Janeiro, I'm told. And then the second week, we're quite lucky to have a hotel right on the Copacabana, so we won't have far to travel for the papal mass and for the other masses and arrivals and things.
Now, you said the other places that you went for World Youth Day, you had different experiences. Of course, you've got the language barrier here. But what are you expecting to, I don't know, bring with you to Rio?
I think for this World Youth Day, it's because I've experienced two World Youth Days before, it's sort of, you kind of have a knowledge of what's going to happen. So, you know, I know on the Tuesday we'll celebrate Mass with the Archbishop of Rio, and then on Thursday the Pope will arrive, and Friday Stations of the Cross. So you kind of know, like, the structure of it all, and how you'll have catechesis sessions. But each one is certainly different, especially when it comes to the catechesis sessions. You know, you've got different speakers and talking to the young people about different things, and you know, each one of them is completely different each day. So that's always a great thing to sort of take away and to be part of, and the whole atmosphere of being there, because I think this will be much bigger than Madrid and much bigger than Australia, certainly. So it'll be great to be in a pretty much a field just with over 2 million people, and hopefully this time the weather will keep, and so the Blessed Sacrament tent won't blow over again. So it'll.
Let me ask you this: why do you like going to World Youth Day? I mean, this is going to be your third one, so it's something that it really attracts you to it. What is it?
I think it's just because you get to go with like a group of people who you don't exactly know to start with. That was, like, certainly true for Australia. But then you do become such a close-knit community, and you know, the people I went with, like, I'm still in touch with them now, and we still meet up, and it's just nice having that sort of community feel, and that you know that you've got friends who have shared experiences with you, because, you know, friends from back home or friends that went to school with in university, they're not sort of into their faith, if you like, whereas it is nice to have that connection with people who do celebrate their faith on a regular basis and are interested in their faith. And so it's that kind of experience as well that is great, and that you gain from World Youth Day. And obviously you meet so many hundreds of other young people from all over the world, which is just amazing to sort of wake up on the Sunday morning and just look out at the vigil site, and it's just like, wow, I am one of so many million people here gathered just to celebrate my faith.
You know, I can't end this interview without asking you, what feelings are you bringing with you in terms of seeing Pope Francis for the first time?
I think it's going to be great. I can't wait until we get there and we're on the Copacabana on the Thursday and we're welcoming him into Rio, and then everything else that's happening through the week. I think it's going to be a great World Youth Day, just to listen to him and to hear what he's got to say to us on the Sunday at the vigil, and then to obviously announce where the next one's going to be. So hopefully I'll still be able to go to that one, wherever that may be. But it's great. I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope Pope Francis is as well.